This is a Cato Special podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. In an attempt to stem a possible recession, the Federal Reserve has cut deeply the federal funds rate and has hinted that another rate cut is in the offing. But in attempting to stave off this recession, might the Fed be setting the stage for another bubble down the line? Cato Institute Chairman William Niskanen discusses the Fed's recent moves.
Well, there have been two actions. One is that the Federal Reserve has reduced the Fed funds rate by 0.75 percentage point, 75 basis point. It did that a week before the meeting of the typical meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, and the 75 basis point reduction was larger than almost anybody expected. Most people were expecting a 50 basis point reduction. The other thing is that both the administration and members of Congress have been coming up with a stimulus package, basically a fiscal policy approach, and a lot of rebates and direct credits to people.
If this rate cut was so much larger than what most people expected, what do you suspect was driving that decision? What data were they looking at closely?
Well, it's not clear because I think that the public sees most of the data that are available to the Fed. I think they may be trying to head off what would be a mischievous, unproductive activity by the administration and the Congress.
From the Wall Street Journal, today's economy shows some signs that are common to most recessions: stock prices falling, long-term interest rates dropping below the level of short-term rates, housing construction is declining, and unemployment rate is up sharply. Some of the usual indicators are not flashing recession. Employers have not trimmed employee work weeks, as they commonly do when demand trails off. Initial claims for unemployment insurance have been dropping recently, and inventories aren't unusually high, which makes it less urgent for manufacturers to scale back production.
Well, that illustrates the fact that not all of the data are consistent with the idea of a significant recession. I'm not going to make a forecast on the issue. I think that what these events of the last week have proved more than anything is that the Federal Reserve has the capacity to act more quickly and more forcefully than the administration and Congress on fiscal policy, for sure. What will become apparent, I think, over time, and has been apparent from prior studies, is that the actions by the Federal Reserve are very much more effective in increasing demand than the kinds of measures that Congress and the President are considering. That has been documented by a number of studies, and is consistent with the lack of any significant stimulus provided by the 2001 tax cut, which is of much the same character as what's being talked about now, of rebates up to $600 per family across the board. Now, what I think is happening is that politicians, especially in election year, feel compelled to be seen to be doing something about a problem of general concern. And that is, I think, the best explanation as to why we see the kind of package that is being considered by the administration, even though Secretary Paulson opposed this kind of approach just a few months ago. And that's the same explanation, I think, why most members of Congress are supporting this kind of measure, with the main differences as to who is targeted by these rebates. There are differences in between the administration and Congress about who they're going to give money away to.
And they break along the sort of traditional Democrat-Republican lines.
Yes, that's very much so. Now, it's important to remember that what this does, like government spending that is financed by the deficit in any case, is that it gives money or creates a demand by individuals in the current generation at the expense of a higher debt burden on your children and your grandchildren. And that's the primary reason why fiscal policy has not proved to be an effective counter to cyclical variations in the economy. And that, I hoped, had been recognized by almost all economists and has been verified by most recent studies.
Ben Bernanke has tepidly endorsed the idea of a fiscal stimulus package. He suggested that the 2001 tax cuts did something to make the recession that time smaller.
I think that's a political move by Bernanke to avoid having a confrontation with the president and Congress. The 2001 tax cuts had no significant effect. We had sluggish growth for 2 years after those tax cuts. And that compares very different from the downstream effects of the 2003 tax cut, would actually cut rates, and cut rates on the highest of the rates, and particularly the rates on capital gains and on dividends. And we had quite strong growth following that tax cut. But that was a cut in rates, not a rebate program like the 2001 tax bill.
Is there anything else that needs to be said about sort of the sense of Fed policy at this point?
Well, surely the Fed's actions are not without risk, because they might be the beginning of another bubble if they are not careful in taking this money out of the market after the economy starts to improve. An interesting example would be the Fed's response to the big drop in the stock market in October of 1987, right after Greenspan was appointed. The Fed put a lot of money into the market very quickly after that big drop in the stock market in October of 1987, I think the largest one-day drop ever. But they were too slow to take it out, and as a consequence, the first of the three Greenspan bubbles developed. And when they finally did take it out, it caused a mild recession in 1991.
William Niskanen is the chairman of the Cato Institute. This has been a Cato special podcast. Read more on monetary policy at our website, cato.org.